I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1909. That was the day the British House of Lords rejected the People's Budget. The proposed budget plan was a product of the Liberal government headed by Prime Minister H.H. Asquith. This budget was championed by the Chancellor of Exchequer, David Lloyd George, and the President of the Board of Trade, a young Winston Churchill. The goal of the budget was to shift more of the tax burden to the wealthy. Lloyd George introduced the budget to Parliament. He praised the budget, declaring, "This is a war budget. It is for raising money to wage implacable warfare against poverty and squalidness." The budget included tax increases for higher incomes to fund welfare reforms. The budget also called for a rise in the inheritance tax. These increases were relatively modest. The most controversial aspect of the People's Budget was a hike on taxes on land sales. This would have had an impact on large landowners. Since many conservatives were large landowners, they opposed the budget. The House of Lords was allowed to reject the budget but could not amend a money bill. They had not rejected a budget for more than two centuries. King Edward VII privately urged that the budget be passed to avoid a crisis. The public clamored for the passage of the budget plan, but the House of Lords vetoed it. The House of Lords eventually capitulated and passed the budget the following April. Resistance to a progressive income tax structure and raising the tax rates on the wealthy is not unique to the British Parliament. Similar tax proposals have been offered in the United States and have been met with stiff opposition from conservatives in our Congress. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.